It has been 10 years since Illinois went smoke-free in all public buildings, including bars and restaurants. GLT's Eric Stock looks back at the arguments that were made for and against the indoor smoking ban to see if new data and the passage of time have changed anyone's perspective on what was a hotly debated issue.
Bloomington Normal actually went smoke-free a year before the rest of the state. McLean County also passed its own smoking ban, but it exempted home-based businesses and six liquor establishments in unincorporated areas of the county. Those exemptions were later wiped out by the statewide ban. Talk of a ban sparked heated debate before its inception, particularly in bars and restaurants. Many establishment owners feared it would put a dent in their business at a time when profit margins are already thin.
You know, I saw a 15 to 20% decrease in business, and it's never gotten any better.
Tyler Holloway owns Fat Jack's Bar in downtown Bloomington and Maggie Miley's restaurant in Uptown Normal. He says it was especially tough on the bar because he sold cigars at Fat Jack's. That was about a $50,000 a year hit in sales.
I've tried to replace my cigar sales because we did quite a large amount of cigar sales, for that product out of here up until then. And then it went to zero, basically.
Holloway says many who like to light up at his bar simply stopped coming.
There was a certain percentage of people that stopped coming out as much, put it that way. And, I know one couple that actually built a bar in their basement and just invited their smoking friends over to their house every Friday happy hour instead of coming here.
In other cases, Holloway says customers who are smoking outside are less likely buying alcohol. That also eats into sales. Fat Jack started serving food after the smoking ban was enacted, and many other bars recouped some of their lost revenue after the state legalized video gaming. Though Holloway says adding video gambling machines hasn't completely erased that shortfall. Jen Lancaster owns The Bistro, a downtown Bloomington bar, and had co-owned Lancaster's, a fine dining restaurant, which closed in 2014.
We were told in endless meetings with different parties that the non-smoking community that was always complaining about, how it was so smoky in the bars, that they would come out and now support our businesses once the ban was in effect, and that did not happen.
Lancaster's biggest objection, she says bar and restaurant owners had no say in the matter. She says several had proposed a licensing fee they'd be willing to pay to have a smoking section in their establishments. That idea, she said, fell on deaf ears.
We're small independent bar owners, business owners, and I really thought that it should have been a decision that each of us made on our own.
While many business owners saw the indoor smoking ban as a government intrusion, health advocates praised the ban then and praised the ban now.
Our children are growing up expecting smoke-free indoor areas.
Kathy Dre, Vice President of Advocacy for the American Lung Association of Illinois, was one of the main advocates for the statewide ban when it passed in 2007. She says the health of smokers and non-smokers alike should trump the wishes of any business owner.
Restaurants and bars close all the time for many reasons. The people of Illinois have adjusted. They've come to expect indoor facilities to be smoke-free.
The American Lung Association polled Illinois residents before the smoking ban went into effect and on the 10-year anniversary of the ban. A decade ago, Illinoisans were evenly split on the issue. A decade later, nearly 9 in 10 polled said they support the ban.
I think that it says it all right there. You can't even get 9 out of 10 people to agree that the sky is blue, let alone support for a law like this.
The survey shows only 3 in 10 who smoke themselves oppose the ban. I'm Eric Stock.
Illinois is now one of 25 states that has a public smoking ban.